Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omota and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today, my people. How you doing? Can you guys believe it's October already? It's almost the end of 2020, but tell you what, after all that's happened this year, I'm okay. We can end it. But anyway, for now, we are doing this album review thing, taking it back to Nigeria.
The latest African album review is...
This is my first time reviewing an Adekunle Gold project, and I must say, the journey is interesting. I've heard a number of singles from him over some years, so I'm excited to be reviewing his latest body of work titled Afropop Volume 1. Afropop Volume 1 was released August 21st, and that's under EMI and Universal. It has 10 songs, 29-minute runtime, 4 features including Nyla Blackman, Techno, Patoranking, and Olayinka Ehi. Multiple producer placements including VTech the Awesome, TMXO, Feels, and more. The album cover is Adekunle Gold looking dead set at the camera, and I would say he's sitting down with his hands on a reflective glass table. The background is lined with thick trees and green grass as he sports his ever so cool hairstyle with the beads and whatnot. On that note, what I liked about some of the promo of his album was using the cover as a cinemagraph, where the static image is edited to have subtle movement, which keeps the audience engaged, and it was wonderful stuff.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Afropop Volume 1 opens up with a Posada-styled Afropop number titled AG Baby, as in Adekunle Gold Baby. That's kind of cool, right? The bounce, the groove, the melodies, yeah. I mean, yeah. Nyla Blackman makes her presence felt with a world-class chorus that is as catchy as ever. Around the 2-minute mark, the full beat experience comes on display. TMXO went all out on the beat here. Here For Ya, produced by Feels, is a dancehall-infused Afrobeats track. It is a song about taking the love of his life far away and enjoying the blissful beauty of having uninterrupted time. A lot about the song suggests that the place he wants to take her is not a physical place. More like a, I don't know, mental, spiritual. Okay. But I'd say a place of peace and mental relaxation away from the world. This woman is an African queen. He is here for her and through thick and thin. Sabina maintains an equally melodious groove with a chorus that I envision a number of us will be singing for the rest of the year. The reverb on his vocals on this song is stuff made of legends. Just wanted to big up the engineer on that. The song is a vibe though, no lie, and even more so when he drops some dope French lines in there. It's the perfect island dancehall and Afro blend, like for real, for real. Did I mention the most scintillating guitar on there? AG was in his bag on this one, no lie. The song OK is very much in the same lane as works where the beat can be described as light and almost too delicate to touch. I don't know why I just thought of the song Tempting to Touch, but anyway, let's get back to this review. The guitar riff-led song titled Exclusive is definitely phenomenal, with the vocal harmonies that match the beat so sweetly. His voice has a distinct distance given to it, again thanks to the fantastic reverb, so Mr. Engineer or Miss Engineer, big ups again. AG asks the girl he's talking to if they're exclusive, because if they are, then they need to have the talk if they're going to take it to the next level. Olayinka Ehi comes through as the girl on this track and totally owns it with a vocal performance for the ages. The song is excellence in music. Something Different might be contender for Song of the Album for me. AG details regret at a relationship that failed to take off and become something more, or something that he thought it would become. His friends are laughing at him about it, and they know he is head over heels in love, spending money on lavish gifts while the girl's busy with other people. Sad, bro, sad. All I can say is listen to it and then you can let me know what you think. As the title suggests, the song is something different and it's the baseline for me. It's bouncy and vibey and catches you immediately. No wonder why it was one of the lead singles for this project, because it's a vibe, man. It's a vibe. And of course, my friends, do go to motomotomusic.com and top right hand corner PayPal icon, make a donation so that we can continue to give you album reviews. So thanks.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Themes on Afropop Volume 1. I think it's safe to say the predominant themes here are centered around love and relationships, and I just have to say this, that doesn't make anything monotonous here. Like, he knows how to work when it comes to those themes and not making them sound like the next track or the next track or the next track. So I don't know if Adekunle Gold gets enough credit for his creative writing skills. This was a constant standout for me. Every line was meticulously thought out, and what he did was elevate it with an uncompromising delivery, which in my book showed these true colors. Shout out to the song My Ex, which is a songwriting masterclass outside the superior level of musicality with a groovy bassline. Anyone that has ever dated and has that ex they go back to, or they wish they could go back to, even if the ex was the devil, this song is for you. Guilt and all. That's how Adekunle Gold gets you. He sings about your life, no holds barred. His pen game is that good. Mixing and mastering were top notch here. I think this technical aspect of albums from the biggest acts on the continent is no longer a cause for concern like it used to be years ago. The real difference is seen in how deep they want to go with it, but all in all, I am impressed.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
My favorite songs on Afropop Volume 1 are Exclusive, Here For Ya, My Ex, Something Different, Pretty Girl featuring Patsy Rankin, AG Baby with Nyla Blackman, OK, Firewood alongside Techno. Actually, I think I mentioned all the songs with the features. Firewood alongside Techno, it takes me to guitar heaven. Actually, you know what? The guitar work on this album was stellar, like a cut above the rest. And maybe that's what makes, you know, Afropop Volume 1 a no-skips type of album for me. 10 songs, 10 fantastic songs, and I've repeated this album, I don't know, at least 5-6 times. What caught me about Afropop Volume 1 is the fact that the album title gives a lot away. The man is rebranding, making the transition from a largely highlife inclined artist to an Afropop sound, which is a noticeable degree of difference from his previous projects. I don't even know if it's highlife, but we'll just say it is. My own preference dictates that this new Adekunle Gold is the Adekunle Gold I've always wanted. His music brings a breath of fresh air, and his modern take on this everlasting genre will be spoken about for a long time to come. He did the business here. This album is definitely worth a listen if you are into Afropop, Afrofusion, and a general world music sound with an emphasis on the motherland, so maybe even call it Afrowave too. The album is available pretty much everywhere for streaming and purchase. So why don't you listen to Adekunle Gold, Afropop, Volume 1. Nice. And that's it for me, my people. My name is MJ Ramoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Ndende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.